Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. American schools are often measured by their standardized test scores. Today, Jana Angelis, associate director of the Albany Institute for Research and Education at the University of Albany, explains how high-performing schools achieve such results.
Year after year, some schools do better than others, and the differences cannot be explained by socioeconomics alone. Determining what higher-performing schools do that is different from schools that get average results can help any school wanting to do better. As one elementary school teacher says, it's not due to magic chocolate milk. Recent research sheds light on what higher-performing schools do that is different. A series of studies across grade levels, geographic locations, and socioeconomics found that higher-performing schools do not focus on test prep. Rather, educators focus on ensuring that each and every student is challenged to meet or exceed their state standards and is given the support to do so. At the high school level, schools eliminate tracking and open up honors and advanced placement courses to all, but they also provide clinic classes for students needing extra support to succeed in more rigorous courses. And they do this before a student fails, not after. At the intermediate and middle level, schools are breaking down barriers between regular and special education, putting students together in one classroom with two teachers who can tailor instruction to ensure that every child is attaining the content and skills for that grade level and subject. Practices such as these are possible because of close collaboration between educators who share the goal of success for every student, routinely monitor progress, and change practices when evidence suggests the need. In fact, this culture of collaboration and constant progress monitoring best explains the higher performing school's success. No magic chocolate milk here. These schools have developed what successful businesses have long called the capacity for continuous improvement.
That was Jana Angelis of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.